With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A woman is in custody following a death in Lincoln County. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says just before 10 Thursday night, they got a report of a man who had been injured in his chest and had shortness of breath. The caller was driving the man to the hospital. Officers arrived at Tomahawk Aspirus Hospital to begin an investigation and were informed a short time later the 50-year-old Tomahawk man had died from his injuries. A 43-year-old Tomahawk woman has been taken into custody in connection with the incident. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says there is no threat to the public. The U.S. Surgeon General recommends warning labels be put on alcohol to let people know the risk of getting cancer by consuming it. Alcohol consumption is the third leading preventable cause of cancer in the United States. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with a local doctor who says it's a good start.
Andrew Huang doesn't think a lot of people are aware of the connection between cancer and alcohol. Huang is a board-certified radiation oncologist at Aspirus Cancer Care Rhinelander James Beck Cancer Center.
I think that most people, they associate alcohol with traffic accidents or liver damage or impaired thinking, but we don't really think about cancer from alcohol.
It's why he thinks putting a label on alcohol, letting people know of that risk, is a good start. But he'd like to see it go further. The CDC estimates 178,000 people die from excessive drinking each year. Alcohol-related cancers only make up about 9% of those deaths.
It felt silly to me that we're going to put a label on alcohol about its cancer risk, but we're not putting a label about its liver damage or its heart damage or pancreatic damage, nerve damage, you know, acute poisoning.
Because of all the health risks associated with alcohol, Huang says the official recommendation is to drink zero alcohol. Moderate alcohol use is considered 2 drinks or less per day for men and 1 drink per day for women. Huang says it's easy for him to have that conversation to cut alcohol with his patients because all of his patients have cancer and are motivated to change their lifestyle. He does understand that it can be a challenging conversation to have otherwise, especially in places like Wisconsin where alcohol is a part of the culture.
I think for the average Wisconsinite, I think it's actually really hard to broach the subject because I think that it can create an adversarial or condescending or judgmental relationship with the people that you're talking to. So those kind of conversations are probably best for, you know, devoted, caring family member or friends, because I think it comes from a different place. You know, when people talk to each other about excessive drinking, I think you really have to have like a really deep relationship with the other person so that they know that you're really trying to help them. You're not trying to just, you know, judge them and then look down upon them.
Eliminating alcohol is one way to reduce your risk for cancer. Using sunscreen, avoiding nicotine, getting the HPV vaccine, testing your home for radon, and a healthy diet can also reduce your risk. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. Work on the Eagle River Ice Castle is now complete. The final ice blocks were put into place Sunday. The Eagle River Fire Department leads the construction effort with the help of many volunteers. More than 2,000 ice blocks were cut from Silver Lake the middle of last week to build the ice castle. This is the first time the castle has been built since 2022. Unfavorable weather conditions prevented its construction the last few years. A Michigan expert weighs in on a historic shift in 2024. Wind and solar power surpassed coal on the U.S. grid. We get details now from Crystal Blair.
According to research from Ember, a nonprofit focused on advancing the transition to clean energy, from January to November of last year, renewable energy sources in the country provided a record 17% of U.S. electricity, while coal supplied 15%. In Michigan, several coal-fired power plants have closed, with more set to come. Dan Scripps heads up the Michigan Public Service Commission and believes economics is the largest driver of the shift.
Coal plants, starting in sort of 2010 era, needing to start adding pretty significant pollution abatement and reduction technologies in order to continue operating. And that really did have pretty fundamental impact on their price parity.
Many of the nation's coal plants were built in the 1970s and 1980s, making them some of the oldest power plants in the country. Looking ahead, utilities are set to retire nearly 30 gigawatts of coal capacity between 2025 and 2027, marking a 12% decrease from earlier projections. Scripps says another major factor in the shift away from fossil fuels is growing customer interest, evident through Michigan's voluntary renewable energy plans offered by the utility companies.
I've seen really significant uptick in participation, including, I think, two of the largest deals in U.S. history of corporate customers, Ford Motor Company being the largest one, purchasing renewables through their utility, but also just regular homeowners.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer has committed to achieving carbon-free electricity by 2040 as part of Michigan's Healthy Climate Plan. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
Even with plenty of cold, the DNR cautions people to be careful on the ice. The DNR says ice hazards could be covered by light snowfall. Remember, every water body has its own characteristics. Springs and currents can cause thin ice. Some smaller lakes may have aerators that run through the winter, causing open patches. Ice heaves and pressure ridges can also cause problems. Always let someone know where you are going and carry a cell phone. Proper clothing and a personal flotation device can help if you go through, and ice picks can help you to get out. It's also a good idea to bring along a rope just in case. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.